CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 5th of April, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Get to know the candidates in the RSGB 2026 elections. Are you aged 16 to 30? Apply for this year's YOTA camp in Austria. And the RSGB EMC committee releases a new leaflet. RSGB members, have you cast your vote in the RSGB 2026 elections yet? To get help? To help you get to know the candidates, the Society has prepared two sets of videos. The first will help you to get to know the three elected director candidates. Who do you think will best serve the Society and amateur radio? There are two vacancies for elected board directors, and three nominations have been received, so your vote counts. The second set of videos focuses on the nominated director candidates who need your vote to endorse them. In each video set, you will find an in-depth interview on a range of subjects, and a second, shorter video with two quick questions about RSGB membership. Grab a cup of coffee or tea and take some time to watch these videos via rsgb.org/candidates, and then go to rsgb.org/vote. Once you've logged into the voting site, you can select your two preferred elected director candidates, endorse the nominated director candidates, and vote on the other resolutions. Online voting is available 24 hours a day and closes at 9 a.m. on Thursday, the 16th of April, 2026. This year's Youngsters on the Air Summer Camp takes place between the 25th of July and the 1st of August, in Wagrain in the Austrian Alps. This is a chance of a lifetime for young RSGB members to represent their country and their national society. To be part of this fantastic event, you need to be an RSGB member, aged between 16 and 30, and passionate about all things radio. This year's camp is being organised by the IARU Region 1 Youth Committee, together with the Austrian National Amateur Radio Society. The camp is an opportunity for exciting experiences, to make new friends, and to learn how to encourage other young people to get involved in amateur radio. You can apply to be part of the team or to be a team leader. Find out more and download the application form at rsgb.org/YankeeOscarTangoAlpha-camp. Applications must be submitted by Friday, the 1st of May. The RSGB committee has released a new leaflet explaining how to build a portable loop antenna to help radio amateurs find sources of EMF interference. Pair it with a portable receiver, and you can walk around an area watching for changes in signal strengths to pinpoint where interference is coming from. The antenna itself is easy to make from a short length of coaxial cable formed into a loop and a handful of coax connectors. Despite its small size, the antenna has directional properties, making it useful for locating the sources of interference. This is leaflet 19 in the series of leaflets produced by the committee and is called A Simple Loop Antenna for use in identifying sources of interference. You can download it and all the other EMC leaflets in the series from the RSGB website at rsgb.org/echo-mike-charlie. The next Tonight at 8 webinar is on Monday the 13th of April. During the presentation, Mark Foreman, G7LSZ, will be looking at what happens when your rig goes to the shack in the sky. He will look at what recycling is, its purpose, and the basics of recycling waste electronic and electrical equipment. The Tonight at 8 webinars are live streamed via the RSGB YouTube channel and special BATC channel, which means you can join the live chat and ask Mark any questions you may have on the topic. Find out more about this and other upcoming webinars at rsgb.org/webinars. If you're a fan of digital voice modes, check out the 235 Alive DMR net. This weekly event takes place on TIGF Talk Group 235 on Sundays from 18:30 till 19:30 UTC. All amateurs are welcome to join in. For details of how to connect, visit 235alive.com or the 235 Alive Facebook page. Now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday the 12th of April, Holsworthy Amateur Radio Club Spring Radio Rally is taking place at Holsworthy Livestock Market, New Market Road, Holsworthy, Devon, Echo X-Ray 22, 7 Fox Dot Alpha. Traders can gain entry from 8 a.m. The doors open to the public at 10 a.m. and entry is £3 per person. There will be a bring and buy area and catering on site. More details are available via the Rally tab at MikeZero@MikeCharlie.co.uk. And the Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Rally, known as both the NARSA Rally and the Blackpool Rally, will take place on Sunday the 12th of April, same day. The venue will be Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, Foxtrot Yankee 2, 9 Alpha Alpha. For more details, contact Dave, M0OBW, on 01270-761-608 or email dwilson@btinternet.com or visit novemberalpharomeosierraalpha.org.uk. Now the special event news. Godalming Museum in Surrey is hosting a special event station, GB2MGY, on Saturday the 11th of April from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The station is operating to celebrate the birthday of Jack Phillips, one of the Morse operators on the Titanic. Visitors to the museum can learn Morse code and send a message to earn a certificate. Find out more at godalminghotel.co.uk/whiskey-hotel-alpha-tango-sierra-oscar-november. Special call sign, Yankee Romeo 100, Romeo Charlie, is active until the 30th of September to celebrate the centenary of Romania's first amateur radio club. Look for activity on the HF bands using FT8 and SSB. For details of a certificate that's available for working the station, visit tinyurl.com/YankeeRomeo100RomeoCharlie. Now the DX news. The Ramsbury Amateur Radio DX group will be active as Golf Bravo 1 Romeo Yankee. Join the first two weekends in April from the disused USAF Ramsbury for airfields on the air. The team will be operating CW, FT8 and SSB on the 40 to 10 meter bands and Paul WA4PAW is active as Charlie 6 Alpha Papa Sierra from Great Abaco A080 in the Bahamas until Sunday the 12th of April. He operates using CW, FT8 and SSB on the 20 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, OQS or via Paul's home call. Now the contest news. The SP, DX, CW and SSP contest started at 1500 UTC yesterday and ends at 1500 UTC today. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where concerts are permitted, it sends a signal report and serial number. Polish stations also send their province code. Also, today, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0900 until 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. On Tuesday the 7th, the RSGB 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 until 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. And also on Tuesday the 7th, the RSGB 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. On Wednesday the 8th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 8th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 till 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest, they also enter the 2-hour contest. And on Thursday the 9th, the RSGB 50 MHz UK activity runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. And the RSGB FT4 International Activity Day starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 11th and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 12th of April. Using FT4 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. And the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Wednesday the 1st of April. Over the last week, we've had a fair sprinkling of sunspots, along with some enormous coronal holes, including one almost rectangular hole. Coronal holes are lowered energy areas on the sun with open magnetic field lines, allowing solar plasma to flow out. Geomagnetic conditions have mainly been settled, with the Kuiper index hitting a maximum of 3.67 over the past 5 days. We had a long M1.3 solar flare, 0415 UTC, on Saturday the 28th of March, and an X1.5 class solar flare on Monday the 30th of March. Active region 4405 erupted at 0318 UTC and launched a halo coronal mass ejection, CME, into space. It hit the Earth on Wednesday the 1st of April. Meanwhile, the solar flux has remained above 140 for a few days, which bodes well for HF propagation. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start at 145 at the beginning of the coming week and fall to 112 by Saturday the 11th of April. Geomagnetic conditions are set to be unsettled from Thursday the 9th until Sunday the 12th of April, with a potential Kuiper index of 5, perhaps 6. If this comes to pass, expect lower maximum usable frequencies and disrupted HF conditions, especially on polar paths. HFTX to look out for this week includes T31TTT in central Kiribati, which is active until Tuesday the 14th of April, FO/F6BCW in French Polynesia, which is operating until Friday the 10th of April, CE0Y/DJ4EL on Easter Island until Saturday the 11th of April, and T TJ1GD/P on Mondole Island, Cameroon, which is available until Monday the 20th of April. Now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The equinoxes are a time of the year when the Atlantic jet stream typically blows across the UK as it migrates north from the Mediterranean in the winter to near Iceland in the summer. So that's what's going on now. The weather for the coming week is going to see a succession of lows driven by the Atlantic jet stream crossing the UK with bands of rain and scattered blustery showers. This may represent chances of some rain scatter for those on the upper gigahertz bands, but this pattern suggests limited tropho options. The prospects for meteor scatter are no better, since we remain somewhere short of the next major shower in late April. In these situations, your best chances are from random meteors, which tend to peak in the early pre-dawn hours. The equinox also gets credit for being a preferred time for auroras, since there's a better coupling between the Earth's magnetic field and the solar wind. It's totally early in the year for much sporadic e-activity, but do keep a check on sporadic e-grass on propquest.co.uk for signs of brief events. Incidentally, some maintenance work is currently underway on the website, so there may be interruptions. For EME operators, moon declination is now negative, reaching its minimum on Wednesday the 8th of April. At this point, the moon is up for only 6 hours and gets a mere 9 degrees elevation in the UK. The moon is also furthest away, apogee, on Tuesday the 7th of April, so path losses are at their highest. 144 MHz sky noise starts low, but quickly climbs to a high of more than 2,700 Kelvin on Wednesday the 8th of April. And that's all from the propagation team this week. And we move down to local news. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. This includes email addresses and website links where known. This is my usual 2-meter offering. Everything from my direct coverage area and South Wales. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20HJT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16, 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m, talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via Dave, G7BYN, on 07533933831, or look at November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie.org.uk on the web. Charhampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. every Sunday. Colin, G3YHV, is contact on 0117 982 3822, or via secretary at charhampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk, or you can look at charhampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GV3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For further information, contact the club's secretary, Terry, via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GV3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And in Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64, 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. On Friday, there's a Zoom meeting hosted by Richard, MW0HAT. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080, or email sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3706 MHz from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Mark 2W1MRK on 07972336885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users, and they have a site, Gulf Whiskey 4 Lima Whiskey Zulu.co.uk. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentley's Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. To find out more, visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Contact is Gareth, MW6GVR, MW6GVR@AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidel, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 until 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. And contact is via Hotel Alfa Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. On Mondays, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. The Society has a club meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursdays from 7 p.m. For more information on events, visit Gulf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk, and there's a contact page at Gulf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting Gulf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot.co.uk. Contact is Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. Contact us by email, uskside@newport.gmail.com, or on the web, uskside@alfaromeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsdb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSDB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, Romeo Sierra Golf Bravo .org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GBTRS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS News Team.